Jesus Christ in the Babylonian Talmud. Jesus was a bastard conceived when an evil spirit slept with Mary, Kala 1b, 18b. Mary, who was dung, was a prostitute and committed adultery, Sanhedrin, 67a. Jesus was a fool who practiced Egyptian magic, Sanhedrin, 67a. Jesus committed bestiality, Sanhedrin 105a. Jesus was a fool who practiced enchantment, limped on one foot and was blind in one eye, Sanhedrin L05a 105b. Jesus was burned. He was lowered into dung up to his armpits, then a hard cloth was placed within a soft one, wound round his neck and the two loose ends pulled in opposite directions, forcing him to open his mouth. A wick was then lit, and thrown into his mouth so that it descended into his body and burnt his bowels. The death penalty of burning was executed by pouring molten lead through the condemned man's mouth into his body, burning his internal organs, Sanhedrin 52a, Yebamoth 6b. Jesus was strangled. He was lowered into dung up to his armpits, then a hard cloth was placed within a soft one, wound round his neck, and the two ends pulled in opposite directions until he was dead, Sanhedrin 52a, Sanhedrin 106b. Jesus died like a dog and is in hell buried in feces, Zohar, 3 page 282. Jesus is in hell where his punishment is boiling in hot semen. Gideon 57a. Jesus' resurrection is cursed. Woe unto him who maketh himself alive by the name of God. Sanhedrin 106a. Note, Jesus is called Yeshu in the Talmud, a Hebrew acronym which means, may his name and memory be blotted out. Blotting out means that the name be forbidden to say by law and that criminal penalties be imposed on whosoever disobeys. The Scriptures. Yahushua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Messiah, more commonly known as Jesus Christ, Christos from Greek, the Anointed One, was a Jewish carpenter and teacher. Believers of Christ universally regard him as the Messiah, Savior, as well as Lord and God. According to the Bible's New Testament, he lived for about 33 years, died on the cross, resurrected after 3 days, witnessed by at least 500 people, and then later ascended to heaven. Jesus offers the gift of salvation, that is eternal life, to anyone who believes in him. Jesus also promised that he will return unto this world a second time to establish his kingdom and that Christ will reign for 1,000 years. It is widely recognized and verified that Jesus existed historically as per the majority of modern historians and those of antiquity. The New Testament, which details much of the life of Christ, was written approximately 400 years after the Old Testament. In this presentation we will not focus on passages as found in the New Testament D, but we will show you the undeniable presence of Jesus in the Tanakh or Hebrew Bible C, Old Testament B. The passages used here are from the New King James Version E translation. For clarity, the Protestant Old Testament uses the Tanakh Canon F, although it differs unto how the books were divided/numbered in the Hebrew Bible. Nevertheless, the content remains the same as the canon was retained. The Old Testament mentions the Son of God. There is a coming Messiah or Anointed One as per the Old Testament. The Messiah is the same as the Son of God. The Son of God came to earth in human form in his first coming, but was not recognized. The Son of God will return in his future second coming. The Messiah, the Son of God, points to none other than Jesus Christ, as written accordingly in the Old Testament. God declared his Son as his Anointed One in the book of Psalms chapter 2. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord and against his Anointed, saying, Psalms 2:2. Yet I have set my King on my holy hill of Zion. Psalms 2:6. I will declare the decree, the Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Psalms 2:7. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. Psalms 2:8. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Psalms 2:11. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Psalms 2:12. Here we have a clear instruction from Yahweh, that we should place our trust in his anointed one, Yahweh's son, to serve and rejoice with him with trembling. A virgin will give birth to a son who will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign: behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. In Hebrew, Emmanuel means God with us. This was fulfilled in Luke 1:35. Mary, a virgin, conceived and gave birth to a son, Jesus. The Father and Holy Spirit sent the Son. The passages are from Zechariah and Isaiah. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I am coming and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. Zechariah 2:10. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. And I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. Zechariah 2:11. Come near to me, hear this: I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Isaiah 48:16. Notice here that it mentions how the Lord God will join Zion together with the people of the nations. In closer inspection, it states that the Lord was sent by the Lord God and his Spirit. Lastly, it also mentions that the Lord came from the beginning, before the creation, which is from everlasting. Angels, humans, and creatures cannot exist before creation, hence the one alluded could only be the Creator. The Messiah will bear the sins of men as a suffering servant. He will be rejected and despised. He will be pierced and smitten, and by his wounds people will be healed. Isaiah 53. One who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. 3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. For surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. 6. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people he was stricken. 9. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. 11. He shall see the labor of his soul, and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. 12. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. The suffering servant mentioned is none other than Jesus Christ. No one else in world history ever fits this prophecy. There are several misinterpretations and deliberate mistranslations that are shared today on this chapter. Isaiah 53, however, is clear and consistent that it mentions a man, not a nation or a group of men or a future person, who suffered and was rejected, who was cut off, die, as in killed, but who was resurrected to justify and save his people, by serving as a blood offering and atonement for sin. The sacrificial offering should be sinless, without blemish. the Anointed One will be born in Bethlehem. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5, 2. Indeed, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and Herod the Great commanded all male babies in Bethlehem to be murdered, since Herod feared that the baby would replace him or his heirs as king. Notice also that the passage mentions that the one was from of old and everlasting. This is fulfilled in the time of Matthew 2, 4-6. The Messiah will be a descendant of Jacob. I see him, but not now, I behold him, but not near, a star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel. Numbers 24:17a. The first half of the verse mentions that the promised one will come from Israel as a descendant of their father Jacob. The Messiah came to free the captives and bring salvation to his people. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, Isaiah 61:1. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, Isaiah 61:2. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah 61:3. Christ came to save his people from destruction, damnation, from the clutches of sin and the death trap that comes with it. Daniel's vision of restored Israel from Babylonian captivity, the timetable of Messiah's death, and the Roman destruction of Jerusalem, during occupation. Know therefore and understand, that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. Daniel 9:25. And after the 62 weeks Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood, and till the end of the war desolations are determined. Daniel 9:26. Clearly, the Messiah mentioned here dies 490 years, 14 generations, after Israel's captivity in Babylon, then the ruler of the Roman Empire brought destruction upon the nation of the Lord. All of these prophecies were fulfilled in ancient history, while Daniel 9:27 is reserved for the future tribulation of 7 years and the abomination to be made by the son of perdition, the devil. The Messiah comes as a lowly king riding on a donkey to Jerusalem. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah 9:9. Jesus fulfilled this when he entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey. This was fulfilled in Matthew 21, 8-10. The Messiah will be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah 11:12. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, that princely price they set on me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. Zechariah 11:13. Jesus was sold and betrayed by his disciple Judas Iscariot for 30 pieces of silver. When seized with remorse, Iscariot later returned the silver to the high priest, but they did not place the money into the treasury as it was blood money. They later used it to buy a pottery field as a burial site for foreigners. This was fulfilled in Matthew 27, 3-10. Anointed One will not see decay, in death. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices, my flesh also will rest in hope. Psalm 16:9. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 16:10. You will show me the path of life, in your presence is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. This was fulfilled in Acts 2:31 as the Messiah was resurrected from Hades, and his body did not decay. Anointed One will be resurrected. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Psalms 118:17. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Psalms 118:18. This was fulfilled in Luke 24, 5-7. The Messiah will be called from Egypt. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. Hosea 11:1. This is fulfilled in Matthew 2, 14-15 when Joseph brought the child Jesus to Egypt and stayed there until Herod was no more. These are just a few of the mentions of Christ's life, parallel to his person, prophesies and evidence of divinity. Nonetheless, this list does not contain every verse that portrays Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. To continue on our point, it is also important that we state that there is only one God, our Creator. There is only one true God as per the Bible. That all the people of the earth may know that Yahweh is God, and that there is none else. 1 Kings 8:60. Our context here is that yes, there is only one God, Yahweh, the one we know as I Am. God the Father, God above all. God the Son, God with us. God the Holy Spirit, God in us. The Book of Acts 7:55 explains it in the experience of Stephen the martyr, but he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Jesus Christ is the Messiah, Son of God, and is God according to the verses of the Old Testament. Although Christ is God, the purpose of his coming to earth as a mortal man is to bring salvation to men, who are otherwise destined to go to hell due to eternal separation from God because of man's sin. However, Christ became the perfect sinless offering to cover and atone for the sins of man, that humanity may come again to the presence of God the Father and have the right to enter heaven. This salvation is freely offered to everyone. All you need to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord, God, and Savior, repent of your sins, which leads to a changed life that gives glory to Yahweh. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, and he will send God the Holy Spirit to guide you every step of the way. So go ahead, don't waste your time. Have faith in Jesus Christ as your own Lord, God, and personal Savior. God is love. It's free and he's waiting for you.